Okay, first of all, thank you very much for the invitation to give this talk. We just heard a very interesting, nice talk about new materials. And one essential point in those new materials is overlap with what is called high energy physics, Dirac equation and Weyl equation and so on. So certainly those materials very interesting and very complicated. What I want to talk today is something connected with what we could call relativistic condensed matter. So just one can consider known field theories like quantum chromodynamics or quantum electrodynamics and put in those materials chemical potential, density connected with conserved charges like baryon number, lepton number, so on. And also one can put external fields like magnetic, electric fields, and consider this relativistic condensed matter, if you want, materials. But there is no now lattice. We just consider situation without crystal lattice. So our real ground state, this is vacuum in which we live, and not just we are quasi-particle excitations of that ground state, unlike the case of real condensed matter physics. And I just want to show that something interesting could happen even in these relativistic materials. So I, on the other hand, they are quite different from what we heard in the previous talk. Okay. This is, I could just ignore because already it was said about Dirac and Weyl semi-metals. I should say that independently in high energy physics, some result appeared, some of them even earlier, related to this stuff, Dirac and Weyl metals. And other approximately at the same time. And I start from what is called chiral separation effect. So you can see that this is, okay, can I write? Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. This is quite old paper, first old paper. This is the next one people rediscovered. The following phenomena, that if you consider in some relativistic theory, chemical potential, say, connected with baryon number, and you put external magnetic field, no interaction between particles. So this is free theory in external magnetic field, and there is non-zero density. Then we have free non-zero axial current. So we consider the case when magnetic field directed along third direction, and we have axial current. All contribution here in this density of axial current comes from lowest Landau level. Higher Landau levels completely irrelevant when you consider free theory. And those people, at least I would say after second work, Mitlitsky, Zhitnitsky, they suggested that actually this is exact result, topological, just exact result, that if you consider interaction, no change of this vacuum expectation value. And actually, it was assumed that quite plausible result. Their argument, main argument, was connected with the following, that this result was connected with presence of so-called chiral anomaly relation, and that chiral anomaly relation, chiral anomaly, it was proven long ago by Adler and Bardeen, is exact. So they said that there should not be radioactive correction in this case. Okay. This is was some argument of those people in support, but now we understand that actually situation is quite different. Let me remind the following, the how Landau spectrum in three dimension looks relativistic case. So we have this Dirac equation with massless fermions. This is energy spectrum. This is spin. K change take all values from zero. And of course, K equal zero when S minus 1/2 correspond lowest Landau level. Lowest Landau level is very special because it's spin polarized. Let me talk about. So point is that it's spin polarized. So if we consider to be concrete, say electron negative charge, then say magnetic field looks up along third direction, then what we in this case have that spin looks down. We have right-handed and left-handed electrons, right? So right-handed spin is parallel to momentum. Because of that, in this case, P3 is negative. On the other hand, left-handed, we have opposite situation, and this is positive P3 because they are anti-parallel spin and P3. And as we have in this case, what we have situation when there is no electric current because they move in different direction, but there is axial current, J5, because right-handed, left-handed, they have plus and minus quantum numbers with respect to axial current. So in this case, we get this result J5, and this is lowest Landau level. People say words topological, this and that, but this is what we have. Now, we decided to check, it was in 2009, whether interaction indeed cannot change this result. We actually were partly motivated by graphene. Point is that if you consider quite known in graphene Haldane mass, this Haldane mass can be considered as connected, this is dual variable for this field, axial current in three dimension, But in two dimension, one can consider this as scalar, because we, if consider xy plane, z plane not related to rotation in plane, Lorentz transformation in plane. So then we ask, what happens? Let's check whether there is this analog of Haldane mass in this problem with some interaction. Point is that we expected that actually the result should be yes, there are corrections. Point is that this delta is not protected by any symmetry. In magnetic field with chemical potential, essentially all discrete symmetry broken besides one parity. This delta, it seems, if you introduce this delta, nothing changed concerning violation of symmetry, because this is, it's connected with pseudo-vector in three dimension, and pseudo-vector vacuum expectation value does not break parity. So what we did, first step, we consider the simplest possible model, relativistic. This is Nambu-Yonah-Lozinian model with local interaction for fermion. And in quantum field theory relativistic, this model kind of Hubbard model plays the same role like Hubbard model in condensed matter, because it's simple. Unfortunately, it's non-renormalizable. There are some problems. Anyway, we consider this problem in the simplest case when we have extremely weak interaction. We could believe then mean field approximation. We got a gap equation, quite simple. One can write in the following form. There is some renormalization of chemical potential if you have non-zero density, not axial, but usual density of, say, electric charge. Then we have a gap equation for mass, Nambu-Yonah-Lozinian, but also we have equation for this chiral shift parameter. And point is that immediately, without any calculation, you see that this guy is non-zero. Why? Because look, it appears, because one should expect this, it does not break any new symmetry in perturbation theory. This is first order in G, coupling constant. But we know already that even without interaction, vacuum expectation value of this current non-zero. As a result, delta is non-zero. No need for calculation. Of course, we did calculation. But this is quite general thing. Another thing that this delta, this parameter, because it does not break any symmetry, you cannot consider it as order parameter. But still, it could be quite relevant. So we consider a solution in this simple system, and we found that when chemical potential is small, actually less than dynamical mass over square root of 2, we have as ground state in magnetic field, we have situation when we generate dynamical Dirac mass. You see, in this case, we have non-perturbative result. It looks like Bardeen-Cooper-Schrieffer, but this is dynamical mass connected with neutral condensate, not Majorana mass like in the case of Bardeen-Cooper-Schrieffer case. This is one solution, but always there is exists solution with non-zero delta, dynamical mass zero, and we have renormalization of chemical potential. In this case, no. In this case, with breakdown of chiral symmetry, dynamical. What is interesting, if you look this solution, one can say this is normal solution. It exists always because it's normal solution. It does not break any symmetry. In this case, what is interesting that this delta insensitive, either insensitive to temperature, or actually what shown here, the highest temperature here, green. And then look, this is delta in units of dynamical mass at expressed at zero temperature, dynamical mass. You can see that actually value delta at highest temperature is largest. Of course, it's better to say apparently insensitive, but still it's even a little bit larger, this green color. This is quite important because I will talk in a minute about some application of that stuff, in particular in magnetars. And in this case, you have huge temperature at the important stage when this neutron star created. So this is, of course, reflects that it's not really order parameter. Temperature destroys usually order parameter. But this guy is not. It's normal phase, but with this anisotropic parameter. Okay, now let's... Now, what is physical meaning of this delta? We actually called this delta chiral shift. It was 2009, and it plays a very similar role what happens in Dirac and, I would say, in wild metals. When left-handed and right-handed Fermi surfaces shifted. So this is just dispersion relation, we have spectrum for K3, this is Fermi surface. This is delta. This is lowest Landau level result. Let's consider higher. Delta appears at all actually levels. As a result, what we see, let's compare this K3 positive plus for left-handed and right-handed. You can see that contribution of delta in left-handed coming with minus, but here with plus. So this is shifting of Fermi surface here. So this is contribution lowest Landau level. That contribution is not essentially delta gives almost nothing in lowest Landau level, but it contributes right-handed only here with so positive K3, you can see. On the other hand, lowest Landau level, they are here. So we can say, and this is color when we have both, left-handed and right-handed. Particle states here. So you can see that we have this shift of those Fermi surfaces. I should tell that when we presented this result, there was a lot of critics because Nambuyo and Alazinho model is non-renormalizable and not trustable. So what we did, we consider the same problem, but in very nice theory, one of the best in relativistic theory, quantum electrodynamics. It's much, much more involved problem. We found in particular that besides delta, which is now a function of P along magnetic field, it's complicated function already. There is another one, we called it mu 5P. It's connected with formally a kind of chemical potential for this axial current. But again, it depends on P, and it's odd with respect to P3, so it does not break actually parity because it's odd with respect to P3 parameter. So we found that indeed, first we consider weak fields, it exists, and then later we consider in strong field when we should work with Landau levels. And what we found that essentially there is the same story. Those parameters exist. And we have contribution in axial current from all Landau levels, and interaction is here. Okay, I meet some points. This is description detailed of those parameters. For us, it's important to know that they are non-zero. Now, how large is this asymmetry? Okay, this is estimation. And this is estimation for QED. And in QCD, the difference between QED and QCD, of course, in QCD interaction much stronger interaction. Also, in QCD, we should consider larger chemical potential because quarks are heavier than electrons. Here we took 100, this is 400. And why it could be relevant for astrophysics? Because we know that there are magnetars with huge magnetic field and huge density. So in this case, one can expect, if believe in our results, that there is a symmetry for charge particles inside those stars. But point is that what is important that even neutral neutrino particles can get that asymmetry through interaction with those charged particles, like electrons. And this asymmetry, as I showed, characterized by this parameter. This is characteristic of neutrinos which are emitted from proton-neutral star. Proton-neutron star, this is a stage before neutron, appearance of neutron star. And this is stage very important because temperature is extremely high and some other things. So in this case, you can see this luminosity of neutrinos, total number of neutrinos 10 to the 57, those characteristics. Why we are interested in that? We are interested because there is mystery, quite long period with what is called pulsar kicks, that people saw, astrophysicists, that there is those pulsars, they carry huge momentum. It's shown here. This is 1,000, this is maximum, 1,000 kilometers times, and this is mass of pulsars, 1.4. This is huge, of course, momentum. Average momentum asymmetry per neutrino, 1.5 MeV. And point is, because we have this asymmetry, and point is that only left-handed neutrinos interact, left-handed neutrinos only interact with charged particles. Right-handed cannot. This is electroweak theory. Because of that, neutrinos, left-handed but not right-handed, could get this asymmetry. And as I showed before, this asymmetry implies that evaporation of neutrinos should be in one direction. And then we have a kind of jet when we have a neutrino tail and moving not plane, but pulsar. And, I forget. Okay, this is, total. This is estimate. Can we explain such a huge velocity and momentum? And it seems for reasonable values, it's quite large, of course, magnetic field, 10 to the 18 Gauss, but they exist, it's known. And we have huge density, so this is 100 MeV or K too. So we have momentum in QED, we can get, say, 70. But in the case, if we believe in QCD, a kind of deconfinement phase in those pulsars, we could get even around 1,000 kilometers. So this is, who knows, pulsar kicks, possible, but question remain. Question remain because what at this moment, what we have really estimates. So there are questions. One should carefully, in principle, describe this transition of asymmetry from charged particles to neutrino. We have not done yet the stuff. And we are planning to do this, of course. But this is what we have at this moment. And of course, the shift of Fermi surfaces, this is certainly the same thing what we expect in wild metals, right? So this is really wild metal. Okay, other application, do I have, maybe it's better to stop? 1 minute. Okay, I just formulate. I'm sure you heard that now in Brookhaven we have, now also in Geneva at LHC, we have experiments with ion-ion collision, heavy ion-ion collisions. And point is that in this case, we have extremely strong magnetic field because this is essentially current charge, of course, and it produces huge magnetic field. Estimates gives, believe or not, 10 to the 18 Tesla, not even Gauss. No, sorry, 10 to the 18 Gauss, 10 to the 14 Tesla. Anyway, we applied this mechanism to describe this stuff, not just we. This is our group and Dimitharjev group. So we suggested that we have this asymmetry, and this asymmetry should be, it was also analyzed, somehow appears explicitly. And It's called now this mechanism quadrupole chiral magnetic effect. Sorry, I do not have time to discuss, but just the main prediction was the following. One of the observable implications of the quadrupole CME, chiral magnetic effect, is the splitting of the elliptic flows of positive and negative pions. It's shown here, where A is the net charge asymmetry, N plus this is positive particles, N minus negative, and this is positive RE. And such a splitting was observed by star collaboration and appears to be in qualitative agreement with theoretical predictions. This is papers, relatively recent papers. The last, the freshest, this is 2014. Okay, so let me just make a summary here. So LLL chiral asymmetry plus interactions generate chiral shift asymmetry in higher LLS. I also call it new phase of anomaly, because anomaly was a kind of blind with respect to interaction before. Anomaly plays important role here, but not just anomaly. Anomaly works together with interaction. Second, chiral asymmetry shift the left-handed and right Fermi surface along the field direction. This is prediction. Chiral asymmetry can produce asymmetric neutrino emission and generate pulsar kits. The mechanism is more promising for quark stars, but may even affect all compact stars. Chiral asymmetry seems to be important ingredient in dynamics in heavy ion collision. Thank you.
Much. We have not very much time at all, but if there's a burning question, then...
So if I think about chiral separation effect in the condensed matter context, does this mean that if I apply a magnetic field to a wild metal, I will get accumulation of charges of opposite chirality on opposite sides of the of the sample, even in equilibrium?
Yeah, in principle, yes. In principle, even. Okay, let me, I said yes. Of course, we calculate, I would not say that, you know, we consider equilibrium. We calculated just everything like it is. So maybe even non-equilibrium, I don't know, but it seems. But not 100%, I should think, but thank you.
Okay, thanks very much. Let's thank our speaker again.
Thank you.